To our incredible YMZ family, I hope that this past week was filled with incredible accomplishment, Kiddusha and Aliyah, and it's incredible to realize that we are just a few days away, Meretz Hashem, from Pesach. Of course, again, a few hours away from Shabbos HaGodol, Parashas Sabbath, Yom Tov of Pesach is rapidly approaching. And of course, the question always is, like, what is our avoda? What is it that we're supposed to accomplish? And I want to share with you something incredible. We know that Haggadah begins with Halach Ma'anyo. A simple statement, Halach Ma'anya Diachala Avasana Ba'arad Mitzrayim. This is the bread of affliction that our ancestors ate in Egypt. Kol Dichven Yesev Yechol, Kol Ditzrich Yesev Yifsach. Essentially, whoever is in need, come and join us for the Seder. And many of the commentaries on the Seder are bothered by this. It seems to be an insincere invitation. Remember, again, if you're going to throw the doors open and invite anyone and everyone to come, that's fantastic. But first of all, do it before the Seder. Remember, by the time we get to Halach Ma'anya, we're already one cup in. We've already went ahead and made Kiddush. We've already started the Seder. Furthermore, again, who are you speaking to when you say Halach Ma'anya? It's not like by Shvo Chamascha where we go, we open the door, and again, we're outside. No, over here, again, who are you talking to? You're talking to people at your table. The assumption is that the people who are already at your table are already invited to be part of your Seder. So what exactly is the nature of this invitation? Rabbi Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, provides a beautiful insight. So I saw this brought down in the Haggadah with the commentary of the Rav, the Siach HaGrid. Rabbi Soloveitchik explains so beautifully that you're right, it's not a real invitation. This is not Hachnosas Archim, this is not hospitality, but rather again, it is a statement, or more importantly, a lesson about the true nature of freedom. Pesach is the night when we celebrate our emancipation from Egypt. Pesach is the night where ultimately we celebrate the fact that we are B'nai Choron, we are free. Although we may not be free in all life circumstances, but each of us possesses an internal sense of freedom that can never be squashed, that can never be extinguished, that can never be taken from us. That's the message of the Leil HaSeder. But what does it mean to be free? And Rabbi Soloveitchik explains so beautifully that the essence of freedom is the ability to do for the other. See, we often think that what freedom means is I could do whatever I want. So we clearly know that in Judaism, that's not the definition of freedom, because we have 613 mitzvot. We have so many incredible obligations. So by us, the definition of freedom is clearly not the ability to do whatever you want, but it's to live within a structure given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But lest you think that freedom is all about me, and all about the building of the self, the first thing we do on the Leil HaSeder is Kol Dichven Yesev Yechol. My freedom is so I can do for the other. My freedom is so I can give to the other. My freedom is not simply expressed in what I can do for myself, but my freedom is truly expressed in what I'm able to do for my fellow Jews. We should be zocha, Meretz Hashem, that over this Yom Tov of Pesach, we should be zocha, first of all, to grow as individuals, to experience incredible heights and incredible aliyah over this Yom Tov, over Shabbos, over the Starim, but also to use this time to be able to figure out what could we do to help and to build up the other. I wish all of you a wonderful Shabbos, a beautiful Pesach, to all of our students, to all of our faculty, to all of our parents. Enjoy the Pesach vacation as well. And we look forward, Meretz Hashem, to resuming school after Pesach break with a renewed sense of commitment, renewed energy, and renewed zeal, Meretz Hashem, to finish strong. Again, a good Shabbos and a good Yantif.